This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Yeah.
Just wait, your mic's not on yet. Sweet move, though.
Oh, no. That was such a sick joke, too.
Go ahead.
I was
Wait, let me finish the song. Mean girls don't cry.
Speak for yourself, Fergie. I cry all the time.
Nailed it.
That's a funny joke.
Freaking nailed it.
That is hilarious.
Oh, man.
Okay, so it's time for Complaint Corner. We like to kick our show off with that. Because after this, you're not allowed to be negative at all on a Friday show. Like, get out of here. If you want to complain, no.
Yeah, but do it now.
Go to another show.
No.
That's
what we're doing right now, though.
Get it off your chest now. But I'm just saying, if you're going to want to complain after this, we don't want to hear about it.
Okay. What's bothering you today?
I almost got run off the road? I almost got runded off the road.
Yeah.
This morning, I was in the slow lane. So I merged to then, like, go off of the white mud.
Okay.
And this person that was just, like, giving her down the slow lane was mad about that. Sorry that that's my exit. I'm not going 20 kilometers an hour. I actually speed all the time.
Yeah, you rip.
I do. And then they, like, come up behind me and they're mad, so they turn their brights on.
Oh, I hate that move.
And then when I was actually merging off, they turned them on again as I was, like, leaving the lane to, like, really mess with my eyes. They knew I was shoulder checking and it would, like, mess me up a bit.
Ooh.
What's wrong with people?
This is when
If it was you and you're listening to the show, like, can you complain about what's going on in your personal life? Get off your chest and then cheer up, please.
Grow up. This is why I wish I would have, like, a bag of jacks. You know, the game where you drop the bouncy ball and then you pick up all the jacks?
Yeah, I haven't played that since I was, like, 7, but yes.
I wish I had a big bag of those, but a little bit bigger and all sharp. And I could just, if somebody's doing that, out the sunroof.
Yeah, I almost actually went back onto the highway and followed them, but then they were going too fast. So I was like, I can't keep up.
Also, what are you going to do when you get there? Just give them dirty looks?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to say, hey, remember me? And they'll be like, no. I'll be like, yeah, you're not going to remember anything after this.
And then what?
Give him a concussion. Like, I don't know. No, I would never do any of that.
Yeah, I feel
like... I'm weak. I'm weak.
Well, you have no training.
And that's why they prey on me, because I'm weak.
So please, for the love of God, never get into an altercation on the road where you chase somebody down to go and prove your point.
I would be one of those people that in the moment I decide what route I go.
Like,
it's like a Goosebumps, just choose your own ending.
Would you, like, wave your finger at them like they're being naughty when you finally get them pull over?
I would get them to pull over and I would get out and I'd walk up to their car and I'd go, what's your problem? That's what I would say.
Sounds like a smart move on your part for sure. Mine was also traffic related, but it's
really?
Lot more pleasant than yours, but it's still frustrating. Just when you're at a red light and you're the only one at the intersection and you're just waiting.
That's why you just go.
And waiting. What?
You just go. If you're the only one there, you can go.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I think I learned that in
I think you need
school.
To have your license taken away, actually. There's a couple reboots, revivals that could be coming to a screen near you. I can't wait to tell you about.
Same actors, or are they recasting?
Well, let's get into it. So, okay. Scary Movie.
Sorry, what?
Scary Movie, the franchise.
Okay, there, that's better.
What?
I don't know, just your inflection was wrong.
So, Paramount Pictures is rebooting Scary Movie.
No.
Paramount Pictures is rebooting Scary Movie.
Scary Movie.
Scary Movie. I don't understand. We're saying it the same way.
No, we're not.
Paramount Pictures is rebooting Scary Movie franchise.
Scary Movie.
What? Anyway, production is on the is going to begin this fall, and a planned theatrical release for 2025 for Scary Movie.
Please tell me one of the original actors is going to make an appearance.
I don't actually know. I would assume so, though.
Bring back Anna Faris.
Yeah, no
kidding. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
We need a revival of her. She needs to resurface and make us laugh again.
And then the other one that's pretty exciting is Melrose Place.
What?
Melrose Place?
Melrose Place.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Ryder, you say things wrong.
Melrose Place is getting a revival.
Okay.
So they are bringing back Heather Locklear,
what?
Laura Lytton, Daphne Zuniga, I don't know how to say that name. The series is going to follow those characters from the original who reunite to honor a deceased friend, leading to the uncovering of old traumas, romances, resentments, and new secrets. He was hilarious in Top Gun back in the day. Do you remember those movies?
I don't recall. Leslie Nielsen?
You need to watch those.
Well, no, I know. Like, I know Top Gun. I know Leslie Nielsen. But would I be able to know the entire plot of Top Gun? No.
Not Top Gun. Naked Gun.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah, yeah. I feel like you said Top Gun.
Maybe I did.
You probably did.
Anyway, and then...
Sorry if I just was gaslighting you. I actually don't know what you said.
The text line will let us know.
Wow, you're an idiot. Just kidding.
Here's another list of seven somethings. It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
Counting down the top 7 dips to use if you don't have ranch and your pizza's a little bit boring. Properly made pizza, I don't think you need any dip. Personally,
no, you do for the crust. You always need dip for the crust.
Honey hot is an honorable mention.
What do you mean?
Well, it's
Ryder,
more
that should be on the list.
It's more of a drizzle than a dip.
Fine, that's right. You're right.
That's okay. Why I didn't put hot sauce on here either. It's more of a you put it on top. You don't just dunk it in hot sauce unless you're some kind of psycho.
Okay, fine. Coming in at number 7 on the list of unconventional pizza dips, ranch is not going to be on this list, obviously.
Right. Caesar, ranch's brother.
Oh, I thought that would be a little bit higher up on the list.
No, it is. It takes a palate to enjoy that. Like, it's a lot. It's quite rich, right?
Yeah.
Coming in at number 6, we got cheese sauce.
Yeah, any type?
Any type of cheese sauce.
Like a nacho cheese.
Sure.
Ooh, hot cheese.
Or even the ones you can get from the pizza places that come in the little, that are like super overpriced, $1.25 for 3 dips.
The jalapeno cheddar. It just tastes like Cheese Whiz, but you're like, all right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Cheese Whiz, you could even melt that. Let's go. At number 5, you're going to disagree with this one, and I'm sorry, but it deserves to be on the list. We had an exchange student at my house back in the day from Uruguay, and she would make pesto mayo and eat it with everything.
Okay, I actually don't know if I would disagree with this, because I'm seeing a lot of texts rolling in from people with like a mayo-based sauce as a suggestion for this list.
If you've never mixed pesto and mayo... Do it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So good. Hey, do we have anything with like truffle on this list, or is that also in the, that's the drizzle category,
yes,
right?
That's too expensive to dunk.
Also that, yeah.
At number 4, we got melted garlic butter. Let's go.
Really?
Yeah, think about it. Like lobster, you dip that in melted garlic butter?
I feel like
good.
This is a bad answer
Pizza
for this
just
list.
As good. Why?
I don't know. It's just like nobody's doing that. Next.
You're pissing me off.
I don't care.
At number 3, this is the one I discovered last night, because earlier in the week, we had ordered some butter chicken, some wings, and it came with a chutney, a mint cilantro chutney, and so that's what I was dipping the pizza in yesterday.
So good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. We just got this text from Brock. Selfish move, not giving your crust to the dog. See, I would... But the dogs have so many allergies.
Yeah.
Poor babies. But they do get cheese tax, so don't worry.
At number 2, we got the OG, I mean marinara.
Yeah, especially if the crust is stuffed.
Yeah.
That's a matzo stick.
Yeah, that's a matzo stick.
It's so good.
So good. And at number 1, I don't know if this would resonate worldwide, but definitely here at Edmonton, the number 1 thing to dip your pizza in, if you don't have ranch, is donair sauce.
Sweet, thick donair sauce. Bring it on. In the top 10 right now on Netflix, it's actually at number 1. That's why it caught my eye. It's called Unlocked, and it's this real documentary. It's a jail experiment, 8-episode reality show, where it's this county jail in Arkansas. And the sheriff there has implemented a 6-week experiment where all the cells are unlocked 24/7 and no corrections officers are stationed there. So they just keep them on camera and they have to govern themselves. And as soon as somebody screws everything up, they all go back into their cells.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it is fascinating to see the growth with this group of men. There's about 40 of them.
That's a really interesting way to do it, because they would all hold each other accountable to not screw up, or else they'd all get...
Yep. And they had to like clear everything out to make sure they didn't have any weapons built or anything before this experiment started. And then they start to earn things if they're good. So different kinds of food, more games will be implemented for them to be able to play. It is quite a ride. I'm only on episode 4 out of 8, so we'll see what happens.
You wonder, like, with jail, just being jail, they've kind of done it the way they've done it for, you know, generations. It is probably time for a refresh, a new concept in there.
Yeah, well, it's not actually new. There are a lot of jails around the world that are like this.
Okay, I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, it just kind of makes them feel like they have a little bit more, not power, that's not the word I want to say, but freedom, even though they're still locked up. Some of them are in there for life, keep in mind, right? So it's making them happier. The latest thing that they're allowed, this is a little bit of a spoiler, but I'm going to say it anyway, free phone calls. So then they have to govern that too. They can't all be fighting over the phone. So they had to figure out on their own a system. So one of them was like, let's make a list. You can sign up.
Yeah. Like,
you can't just bud somebody in line and take a phone.
Yo, Skinny Pete, it's your turn.
Exactly.
And then, yo, Saucer Nipple Steve, it's your turn.
I even have caught myself like crying in a couple moments.
Really?
Some of them, if your family doesn't send you money, you can't afford to call. And one guy finally gets a hold of his 14-year-old son. It's so emotional. Really good.
Do they have cool nicknames?
Yes, actually. Yeah. All of them do. There's a squirrel.
Yeah, see?
There's a chaos.
And I love
in there.
How, like, quite often they're super specific, too. It'll be, like, Double Homicide Henry. You're like, oh, yeah. That really spells it out.
Anyway, it's called Unlocked. It's on Netflix. So there you go. Those are your plans for the weekend.
So much different than when I spent some time.
Ryder, you in the drunk tank for 20 minutes. That's not the same. It is up. The trivia question of the day.
It's a puzzle.
Whatever. Who cares?
Because it's not a question. It's a puzzle.
Wheel of Fortune Live is going to be at the River Cree May 10th and 11th. So we have a pair of tickets to give away. It seems like y'all are loving this.
Mm-hmm. We've
online
been putting up
contest.
Puzzles all week.
Okay, whatever.
Well,
today's question is up. So
it's
go
not a
look
question.
At it.
Oh yeah, my it God. Is. It's not. It doesn't ask
it
how do you spell Mississippi? It is a puzzle that people have to solve. It's a Wheel of Fortune puzzle. All friggin' week with this.
Anyway, get your guesses in. 90% of you are wrong.
Yeah.
By the way, which is making me laugh. Apparently yesterday was too easy. All right. Good luck today. Yesterday's winner was on her way to give birth, by the way. She's like, oh, this is great. By the way, I'm at the hospital about to pop out a baby. I was like, what?
Yeah, awesome. That
amazing.
She had time to fire up Facebook yesterday and then text in her answer.
Honestly, it's the Wordle craze. It doesn't matter if you're in the middle of giving birth. If you were like, oh, yeah, I forgot to do my Wordle today.
And you know what Wordle is? Not a question. Friendship Friday, one of our favorites, joins us in studio from the West Coast, comedian Mr. Dan Duvall. Welcome to the studio.
Hello, Lisa and Ryder.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
You've been ripping it up all around Alberta. You've got a show tonight. You invited me to join you up on stage.
Yes, we got a little taste last night. Ryder did stand-up comedy with me last night. You did a 7-minute stand-up
at Arcadia, right?
I don't really know what 7 minutes is.
It looked like you blacked out.
Oh, no.
I didn't know what happened. Just came through. You were good, man. I haven't heard people say a lot of those words on stage in quite a while.
Yeah.
What words?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, good. I was like, oh my gosh. What happened?
The look on her face is like, oh yeah, yeah.
I was like, what? Yeah,
you didn't want to come because you were kind of anxious for me, you said.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been up in a
while. Well, yeah, my cortisol levels are already really bad. So I was like, go do your practice night and I'll come tomorrow. So
he
tonight,
was good.
Grindstone tonight is your show, right?
Yeah.
He did good?
He did good. He did good. Lorne Michaels was there, and he did say that he was going to pass on having him join the Saturday Night Live cast.
Yeah.
I thought so, yeah.
But that means that just means my comedy career is about to go crazy, Shane Gillis style.
That's right. The CEO of Netflix was also there, Greg Netflix. Maybe you've heard of him.
If you want tickets to join us tonight, I'll be opening for Dan Like Lisa said, at Grindstone Theater. Shoot us a text right now. Tickets to get in, $20. If you're a student, even cheaper than that.
Yeah, but that is a great deal, because if you haven't seen Dan Duval's stand-up, I basically have it memorized at this point.
We're going to have a time.
So
no,
funny.
No, he's got all
got
new material.
Oh, yeah. We're doing new. I got new jokes. If you've seen me out here before, it's going to be 20, at least 20% different.
Okay. That's a lot for a comedian.
You like coming back to Alberta.
I do. I live in Victoria, so it's nice. Sometimes it's nice to like leave the ocean and, you know, drive through the mountains, and then you hit the prairies, and I get out here and I smile, and then my mouth just cracks in half because it's so dry. And when you live in a place full of eagles, you know, and mountains and stuff, sometimes it's nice and you just want to see a dirty crow eat garbage in a Pizza 73 parking lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just
gives all the vibes you were waiting
for. Yeah, it's everything. People are honking at me in their trucks and driving. I'm hitting potholes.
We were driving yesterday and had the BC plates on, and I was aware that
people don't like it.
We might have to fight.
I'm aware of it the whole time. I'll say this: Edmonton's roads are better than Calgary's roads. I was in Calgary for a week. They need to take some of the oil and gas money and fix their roads there. It's crazy, dude. It's like driving up a dry riverbed. It's terrible.
Hey, man, you're winning people over right now. Trash talk Calgary as much as you want.
Come out and see me. Let's hang out. Wow, my voice. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, you sound good.
Come out and see me. Would you like fries with
come
that?
Come out. Let me command the room. Come out.
Okay, so text in right now. If you want the link, you can hang out with us tonight, where Dan Duval will be doing an incredible stand-up set.
If we sell, like, over 15 tickets right now, if over 15 people want the link, will you bump up my time from 7 minutes to, like, 10?
Yes.
That didn't sound confident. Special guest in studio, comic Dan Duval.
Hello.
From the West Coast. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for not fighting me for being from Victoria. I appreciate it. I feel safe.
Yeah.
Well, yet.
Everyone loves you on the text line
yet.
So far, so that's great.
That's nice. Yeah. Right on. It's like two people. It's my mom and dad.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll be opening for Dan tonight at Grindstone Theater. If you'd like the information on the show and a direct link to tickets, just shoot us a text and we'll get it right to your phone.
Come watch us.
We're just going to fill the seats with
mannequins,
with play listeners.
Yeah, people are going to be like way more fired up for me than you. It's going to be.
So
you just bury me.
It's going to rip.
I'm going to roast you for 45 minutes.
Yeah, let's do that instead.
That would be great.
So big day yesterday. Some news. I don't know if it's sad, because we don't know exactly what shook down with this guy. If he did stab those people to death, you know, it's not as sad.
Yeah. So OJ, OJ Simpson died this week, 76, from cancer in Vegas, surrounded by his family.
Mm-hmm. The juice is no longer loose.
No.
No, I poured one out for him. Apple juice yesterday.
But it's tough, because you just kind of say it, right? You don't go, rest in peace.
Yeah,
our
thoughts
are with it, because there are people that were murdered, and we still
allegedly
don't know. Yeah,
no, they were definitely murdered.
They were not allegedly
murdered. We just never got an answer, right?
Did you see Caitlyn Jenner's tweet?
Yes.
Just good riddance.
Yeah, that's crazy. Ooh, and then somebody replied, didn't you also kill someone?
Yeah, there was some sort of, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Vehicular manslaughter, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, they accidentally crashed into them over and over again. That's maybe too much.
You actually have an OJ tattoo. Is that because...
Dude, I do.
What?
I have an OJ Simpson tattoo.
Why?
Well, because first of all, because I'm an idiot, and also because I have, once you hit a certain threshold of tattoos, I have like 100 something. So once you hit a certain amount, I feel like you'll just do anything.
Yeah, that's
you got
fair.
One yesterday.
Yeah,
I did. I got one last week, but I got one a few years ago. I was in LA for my friend Stag, and this group of friends, whenever they go on a stag, somebody gets a tattoo that is like relevant to the person getting married and also the location that they're at.
Okay.
So my friend who was getting married, his name was Pat Donovan. Okay. And then, so my friend Ian got LAPD in graffiti tattooed down his leg. And when we were on our way to do that, I said, I want to get one too. I want to get OJ Simpson's Bronco. And before I could even finish saying the sentence. They were like, we'll pitch in on that. They were like, we'll buy that for sure. That's crazy.
And then he just chased you around after you got your tattoo.
Totally slowly chasing me down the Venice boardwalk.
So where is this Bronco tattoo?
It's on my leg. It's right. You can't see it because you're on the radio. But yes, it's actually a picture of it. Like printed. But then, so the guy who did it, I'm doing it in this shop on the Venice boardwalk. And then this guy who did it, told me that he was in the OJ chase. He was nine years old, and his mom was driving him to school, and they got caught up in the OJ chase.
Whoa, I guess that is the reality for a lot of people, especially with how long it went on for.
Yeah. Probably affected a lot of people's mornings. So if anything, good riddance for inconveniencing a lot of people that day.
That's what I think. That's what Caitlin meant.
Do you think?
Totally.
Do you think that the car chase makes it kind of obvious?
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't help. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. Yeah, no, it's not a good look. So the funniest thing about this whole tattoo business to me is that years later, I feel like my OJ Simpson tattoo is less controversial than his LAPD tattoo.
Yeah, who saw that coming? Yeah, nobody had that in their bingo card.
Yeah, not me.
It is the how big is the Bronco that's tattooed on you?
It's not big. It's like the size of the palm of my hand.
Yeah.
It's not big. It's not too huge.
I've been thinking about getting one. Tell me if you think this is a good idea or not.
Yes, get it.
You know, I know you love ridiculous tattoos, and I have a fair amount of silly ones as well, but did you ever ride an ATC growing up?
No.
Like an all-terrain?
I'm from Victoria. No, man. We were barely allowed to ride bikes.
Fair enough. It's like a quad, but it has three wheels instead of four.
Okay.
And we had one, and like we would roll it all the time.
Right.
And so I want to get an upside-down ATC tattoo.
You should definitely
get that a good one?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Oh, man, don't listen to her.
Yeah, what do I know?
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Yeah, like, get it and then just do a handstand. Like, what's the difference?
No, it could be because he wants it to be upside down. I have an upside down Dairy Queen Blizzard on my leg.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's funny?
That's funny.
Whatever.
Yeah, you want to hear Ryder swear?
Yeah.
Tonight's the night.
No, we're going to make Lisa get on stage.
No, I have one joke.
What is it?
Yeah, tell us.
Oh, man. You had to know this. You can't just say that, and then we're not going to make you do it. What is it?
Is it too inappropriate? Is that
No, I just like don't
you
know
forget
how to,
it?
I just don't know how to execute it. It's my shrimp ring joke.
Well, did you give us the punchline?
Well, it's just a story about how, you know, when people like hit the road and go for road trips and they'll stop and get like a Red Bull and some corn nuts.
Yeah,
I get a
shrimp ring?
I get a shrimp for the...
That's funny. You get a shrimp
for the road.
Your road snack is a whole shrimp ring.
Shrimp ring.
That's very funny.
And then I use like the
good premise.
The cup holder is where I put the tails, sometimes I'll put them in my pocket.
Yeah.
And you know how when you meet someone that's like a quirky dog owner and they'll pull out like, oh my gosh, I'm so funny. I have like poop bags in my pocket. Mine's like crusted up old shrimp tails.
Which dogs love.
There's like a flock of seagulls following you around.
Anyway, so that's like
she claims she's a bird person.
Birds love me.
They love me, but it's just because I haven't emptied out my pockets in a while.
Yeah,
anyway, so it's along those lines.
That's funny. That's
thank
good.
You. I haven't done it in a while. Tonight's not the night. But anyway, yes, if you want the link, hit us up and we'll send it right to your phone.
Yeah,
okay.
Come see us.
It is time for Throwback Throwdown. We're actually going to get Dan Duvall involved with this.
Yeah,
so
let's do it.
Three tracks that you get to choose between.
We really want to like amp up the Friday vibe. So we're all going with 90s dance tracks.
Yes. Remember the Much Music video dance party?
Yeah, yeah, these would have been on there, or like in the hockey dressing room.
Ooh.
Yeah. Get the crew fired up before a big game.
Yeah, put it in the boombox.
Ryder, if your song that you chose came on in my hockey dressing room, the whole team would beat the hell out of you.
Well, I'm going to start then with mine.
Sure, let's hear it.
I'm going with Squeeze Toy.
You could be my squeeze toy. You could be my squeeze toy. Kind of very painful. Won't you be my squeeze toy? You could be very painful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, if you put that on... You putting that on in a hockey dressing room is the funniest thing. That's like you have serious, hey guys, wait up energy.
Yeah, our team went 0-41 that year.
Okay, who's up next, Ryder?
You're up, please.
Okay, I'm going to go with some Aqua this morning. A more unconventional choice, though. It's Candyman.
This is the end of the sweet choker, Candyman.
That one have dressing room energy or
not? I don't know where you guys played hockey.
What are you going with, Dan?
I'm going with an actual good song. yours are like ironic, funny. Mine is Vanga Boys, Boom 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 Boom.
Man, all three of those songs have very similar vibes,
yeah,
eh?
They do.
I will say they're all very much Vancouver hockey dressing room. These are songs the Canucks listen to before they go out and play.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So get your vote on right now.
It's Play 107, time for the winning song for Throwback Throwdown, and our special guest, Friendship Friday, just comes in here and picks the winning song.
You guys picked bad songs. That's not my fault. This is always going to happen.
But hang tight here for a second, because I did say text in Boom if you want to hear Boom, 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 Boom. But also the song I picked, Squeeze Toy, is by a band called Boom Tang Boys. Who were texting Boom actually wanted to hear Squeeze Toy.
Listen, if that is what you think, and then tonight when you go home and you can lay your head on your pillow and feel good about the honesty that exists cellularly in your body after you plot twist this, then by all means...
Yeah,
Ryder, if that's how that's what gets you through.
Most people are texting just Dan.
Yeah.
So
okay.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.